Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Flower Power at the Ozone, Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook and at theozonehv.com, and Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com. Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop. Don't stop feeding them yet. In Great Barrington, we've been talking about early blooming stuff, fruit trees, plant two. Even if it says self-pollinating, you might do better off just planting two. Ooh, and actually planting a peach tree on your deck, a dwarf peach tree in a giant pot. I love it. But right before we went to break, Sam was talking about the gift shop at Ward's. And I was just going to say, everything at Ward's makes a fabulous gift. I bought stuff for everybody out of every single part of that store.
Thank you, Sally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I mean, I think we've always been a good gardening gift store for all your tools and soils and all your birding needs and things like that. But we've been really trying to figure out how to, the center of our store a couple seasons ago, basically it had been like our furniture sales section. And we sort of made the decision to turn it more into like a homewares gift section for more of year-round interest and things like that. And I just think, come in and see it first. I mean, I don't think I can really justify it by the radio and things like that, but I think this is easily it's fully stocked right now. Everything is pretty much brand new. There's probably a little bit of leftover stock from last fall. Which also makes me think is that we're also running a pretty big clearance in our big greenhouse right now, which has some pretty nice stuff in it too.
Well, I've gotten some great things out of there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's things that maybe we only had one or two left of and aren't planning on rebuying, or something that just didn't really do well or what have you. But that's another story to come in this time of year and shop Ward's for. I mean, 75% off a lot of that stuff. So, which is great. But
I got a great rolling trug thing.
Nice.
Oh, it was fabulous. And it was 75% off. And it was like, oh my gosh,
Yeah. You got to keep making space for all the new that comes in.
Oh my
but,
God.
I mean, we have this whole little section display of cutting boards, cheese cutting boards, salad bowls, salad tossers, baskets, juicers, all the mugs and plates that you could imagine, like decorative. A lot of them have flower or floral themes on them. Tapered candles by Mole Hollow is something we've been doing for a while now. Handbags, all sorts of different sun hats. The style is just great. So definitely come in and check it out. And when your friend's birthday's coming up or whatever, we have all your greeting cards too. There's definitely a handful of our customers that literally just come in for greeting cards. So now there's something to pair with it. So
yeah, my favorite gift from Ward's, it's always been the expandable spring rake. Oh, look at, wait a minute. Wait, Sam, is that it? Is it back?
It's back. Sorry, nobody can see it. I have the DeWitt hand fork that I thought you were going to say that, but this expandable rake is another great one.
Oh, yeah. A hand fork is just, I am the hand fork queen. I don't know. I can do anything with a hand fork. We're all like that with our tools.
Yeah.
If you get a tool that you really love, you can make it do just about anything you want. I know lots of people are into the hori hori knives, and or is it a tool, not a knife? But yeah, it's, and I will say that you cannot beat Ward's for the tool selection. You cannot. There's just, I mean, It's amazing, the collection. And I'm going to push the stop at the information counter and get your 2025 Felco new pruning blade.
Yeah, please do. We've
You
got.
know, it's an amazing thing to be able to just pick up and not worry about. And if you think, you know, you're going to be halfway through the season and you want it, I always like to prorate my purchases. I'll start buying potting soil now because, you know, when the big push comes, I'm going to want that money for other things. So, you know, start shopping for like the things you know you're going to want, and the, you know, gloves. Boy, do you have great gloves.
Yep. You
I'm
and
in
yeah,
there.
never a bad idea to have multiple pairs of a good glove because I
Oh,
somehow lose, it's like socks. I lose one somewhere and by the time I find it, I've lost the other one and
yeah. No, I think now's a great time to just get out your tools, figure out what you need, you know, figure out what needs, you know, a new blade, what needs to get sharpened, you know, what you'd like a new tool, because this is also a great time to be able to like not be in a really crowded aisle and be able to actually pick out a shovel and like feel how it really feels.
try it out, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that with hand forks. I've taken them out and like found some dirt outside and used the hand fork to make sure that's my hand fork, you know. And
That's awesome.
the awards is awesome. All the you know, everybody's all these everybody who's putting together these locally owned nurseries and garden centers, these are people who are working so hard, who know so well what grows and what doesn't grow. You know, you may think, oh,
Yeah, this place and all the other great garden centers, you know, within an hour of Red Hook, they would not be running without the staffs that they have. It's just such a team effort every day. It's amazing.
yeah, and you know, and all the microclimates and everybody, it's really cool. You know, I always wanted to get a bus and put like listeners and me on the bus and just drive from to every nursery, and then we'd have the underneath part of the bus to put all our stuff in, and everybody could go see everything because I get to see everything. But
Oh, maybe KZE should put something like that together.
yeah, the great gardening bus tour.
Fun.
You know. So okay, so let's see. It is you've been to a lot of shows or some shows because you
Yeah.
don't just find this stuff in a void.
No, a lot of fall and winter is devoted to shows and ordering and getting organized and everything. And so yeah, I went to one hard goods show in Cleveland, found a few new product. I mean, like you really are going to these to be meeting your vendors that you've known for a long time and to see what's new that seeing a picture of online isn't going to do you justice and to really learn more about it. So, I mean, definitely a lot of tried and true products are back on the shelves as always. But I found one new hose that zero. There's a company Zero G that makes hoses, and they're like the they're some of the sturdier hoses ever that we've been carrying. And they started making more of like a lightweight version of their hose. And so that'd be. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess like the one downfall of the Zero G hoses was that it was really heavy. It doesn't really coil or get strapped up or anything like that, but it was always a little heavy. And so they've now made a 50-foot lightweight version, which is great.
Oh, a good hose is worth every penny.
Yeah, and then
For anybody who had to live through last year.
yeah, totally. I found a company called Soul Soils, and they do a lot of different planting amendments. It was a started by some corporate working friends who during COVID decided they wanted to jump ship and get into the gardening business. And so they The main thing that I think people are going to love is these Leica balls that we're carrying for a potting amendment. But they do have a few different amendments that are great. And then going to Mance, which is the in Baltimore, the big nursery wholesale show, is a lot to learn about what you're not finding. Again, meeting all your representatives and all the companies and everything. But I think one thing, and I think Ward's is all set going to this year, is that the Carolina floods might cause for some shortages over the next handful of years for some evergreen trees. So thinking like Norway spruces, balsam, concolor firs, Fraser firs, a lot of those are grown down in that region in the Carolinas and Tennessee and what have you. So that might be something that over the next few seasons we'll see a little bit of shortages in. But
Get that stuff now.
yeah, get it now. But I think a lot of the flowering shrubs and ornamental trees are, very much available heading into the season as well.
Oh no, we're out of time. It's not fair. Sam,
Bummer.
thank you so much. Really, really grateful. So yeah, there'll be a news blast when you get your fruit trees out there, but I know it'll be soon because we're hopefully going to dry up and warm up, and days are already longer. Oh my gosh. And here we go.
Yeah.
We're cruising into spring. So tell everybody up there I said hi.
Yeah, thanks, Sally, and thanks, KZE.
Yeah, thank you. So we're out of here. And let's see, the garden show and home, which I dearly love. Brought to you by I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedlings and no-till from no-till gardens. And the seedling sale May 16th and 17th in Gardner, New York. More information, fourwindsfarmny.com. Yeah, we're out of here.
See you next time.